What's up, guys? Welcome to Mind Blown. So today I just wanted to come on here and talk about toxic people. I'm actually laying with my son watching a movie, so I hope it's not too loud. But I think it's something very important to discuss because I feel like as people we tend to feel like we have to deal with certain people or we have to put up with certain people. And that's not the case. You know, you get told, oh, that's how they are. Oh, that's normal. Or it's family. Or that you're over-exaggerating because you want to remove someone from your life or distance yourself from someone in your life. And it does not have to be like that. It does not matter if they've been your friend for years. It does not matter if they are your family. Toxic people are toxic people. It doesn't matter where you met them or how long they've been in your life. I feel like it's usually very common for there to be toxic people within your family, whether it's someone as close as your parents or your siblings or your grandparents or your aunts and uncles, your cousins. It doesn't matter who it is. I feel like that's where it tends to start, and that's why we get that engraved into our mind where it's okay, that's how they are, forgive them, family's family. Like, and I feel like we take that with us when it comes to friendships and relationships, and it shouldn't be like that. I was always stressing out about my family's problems, about my family's drama, trying to figure out a way to make peace, how to help everyone, how to fix everyone's problems. And at the end of the day, I would get stuck in the middle and then they would make up and I'd be confused, like, what the hell is going on, you know? And it actually took for me to move away. And I wasn't even that far away. I probably moved about 40, 50 miles away from some of my family because some family lives out of state. And the peace that came with that was insane. Like, at first I was a little bit skeptical and like scared to move out, especially because it was just me and my husband at the time. So I'm like, I have no one. But the way that my life changed, the way that my mentality changed, the growth that I had in that year was amazing. And that's what it took me to realize that that was taking such a toll on me mentally, you know, and physically and health-wise. Because I was so far away, I wasn't hearing about all the drama and all the problems and all the issues that were going on. So I wasn't worrying about it. And that's kind of where it became easier. And then I feel the second time that I realized even more that it took it to a whole nother level was when I became pregnant for my son and people were being negative around me. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this. My son doesn't need this. This person is not doing anything for me or for my son. They're only going to bring problems and negativity and drama. And just like that, I just dropped them, whether it was friends, whether it was family. And I mean, you can be civil, you can have conversations with them here or there, but obviously you're not going to go above and beyond or go out of your way anymore for that person because they're no good for you. So just know that it's okay to remove these people from your life. Know that it's okay to love yourself. You have to come to the realization that your family is now your little inner circle, which is your children and your husband. And if you don't have children or a husband, it's yourself. And then once you realize that, then everyone else comes into play. But yeah, I just thought it was really important to come on here and just kind of talk about that. Because I feel like it's something that we tend to forget or we put pressure on ourselves to deal with these people or to leave them in our lives when that's not the case. You're not responsible for anyone. You shouldn't feel guilty And once you start doing this, I promise you, you're going to see such a difference in the people that are going to be coming into your life. And then the energy and how you feel and how happy and how positive your life will become. It's going to be so amazing. But yeah, thanks for listening. I hope to feel like talking about something else soon. I don't know when I'll be back here, but yeah. Tune in next time for some more mind-blown topics, and I'll talk to you guys soon.